if your parents were from Germany, had you in the U.S., and then you in turn had children of your own, how much of that Germanness would they still possess? Is cultural identity something that fades over time? And if so, how much? I wanted to find out, so I went to a place where people from all over the world came to learn English. Hillsborough County Public Schools Adult Education Department offers 92 ESOL classes. By ESOL, I'm referring to English for speakers of other languages. I sat in on a class at the University Area Community Center. There were about 15 students, all representing nearly as many countries.
I'm from Egypt.
I'm from Syria. I've been here.
I'm from Mexico. I have
I'm from Haiti.
I'm from Thailand. I have been here
for 7 years. Ecuador. I live 2 years in
This is Yira Natsa. She's originally from Panama City, Panama.
For me, the most important that I can let to my son is the language. And I speak Spanish to him every time. But he speaks English to me every time.
Yira wasn't the first person to say this. In fact, nearly everyone who had kids that spent a large part of their lives in the U.S. said the same. I start speaking to Haitian student Frederickson Paul. For some reason, I'm having a real hard time understanding him and vice versa. Our conversation goes in circles for a while until instructor Dan Romlich walks by.
No.
No?
All right.
Does that sound familiar?
Ask him that question.
What?
My cover's blown. You see, I shared my reason for doing this story with Romlich. It's because I had forgotten my mother's native language, even though it's the only language she spoke to me growing up, even though it's the only language she uses to communicate with me now, as a grown man. Oh, and my mother's from Haiti as well.
Maman vient, okay? Et papa, Lagonav.
Oh!
You see, sometime after college, I lost it. That conversation you just heard was full of grammar errors, pronunciation slips. Losing the language didn't feel gradual. It was swift, or at least the realization of it was.
I'm Dr. Sergei Paromchik, district resource teacher for ESOL.
Dr. Paromchik's been with Hillsborough County Schools for over 10 years.
They usually say that if the kid was not born in the United States and came here at a young age, it will take at least 1 or 2 generations to become assimilated. So at the first stage, we usually talk about acculturation. When you don't lose your cultural heritage and your traditions. And the second, kind of more final stage, is almost complete assimilation.
After talking to some friends and colleagues, I realized that this is a lot more common than I imagined.
They get older, they're gonna get more interested to find out, you know, what really happened. Right now, I don't really like even to talk about that with my kids.
This is Mirala Kikic. She fled war-torn Bosnia and arrived in the U.S. in 1998 as a refugee.
We do speak Bosnian between each other, so that was his first language. But as soon as he started a daycare, he switched to English. So for my kids, their main language is English.
She's talking about her son, Danny. He's 14.
Is it tough for you to communicate in Bosnian?
Yeah, it is. I don't know some of the words, but I can understand much more than I can speak.
For Mirella, passing down the language and culture is important because she'd like her children to know the history of her homeland and why she had to leave. After a few minutes, Mirella's sister, Suvada, and her niece, Suvada's daughter, Nivez, show up at the apartment. They wanted to see how the interview was going. You can hear Danny at the end there. He speaks a little slower than his mother and aunt and seems to be unsure of himself in conversation. As time goes by, the labels given to those before us, outcast, other, well, those labels either shed or become irrelevant. And somewhere down the line, those pieces of your past and your family that you decided to keep are not simply in America, they're of America. I've forgotten my mother's native tongue, but I still remember how she taught me to carry myself with pride and treat people with dignity. I feel like that's way more important than language. From the people I've spoken to, it appears this issue of maintaining cultural identity is more of a balancing act, treading a line between past and future, stranger and native. Jean Henry, WUSF, 89.7 News.